That song was called I Feel.
Because you know what? I do.
Today's episode, in fact, is about feelings. To feel or not to feel?
That is the question.
And we all feel so much. And is it worth it? That's what we're here to talk about.
Ooh.
On Hot Topics, Hotter People. I'm Henry.
And I'm Nora. And you're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts number one freeform radio.
And like, this is the best show like ever.
Literally, so, the best show. 91.5 FM, because we're not, because
are you about to tell a joke?
Yeah, but I don't even have one.
Okay.
Because we're the 91, not the 2. Mm.
Too Hollis.
Mm. Oh, I'm not too Hollis.
I am.
Yeah, you definitely are.
I was almost too Hollis for Halloween, but that's besides the point.
This studio, I can never tell if we're too loud or too quiet.
I think we're perfect because we're so hot. And that's, at the end of the day, that's what the show's about. Honestly, today, like, we're talking about feelings, and I think it's good to, like, have some representation for people like us because we're so hot, and I feel like,
yeah,
day to day, people see us and they just think that we're all looks, and we're there's nothing we have below
no,
that.
No internalness, but hot inside out.
We're hot inside and out. I just repeated what you said.
No, it was original.
And on that note, I mean, we're here to talk about our feelings and feelings in general.
And if you want to call in, I don't think we have a phone, but call in, the meaning is there.
Just think about it.
Let us know your feelings. Or just think on your feelings.
Think about your feelings and think about what we have to say, because like, you could probably learn a lot from us.
Yeah.
Because we're so hot.
Hot and introspective.
And like, interesting and hot and like, gorgeous and beautiful.
Yeah.
You look beautiful today, by the way.
Thank you. So do you.
Thanks. I know.
I wanted to start out with the Sundays because I feel like, honestly, all of their songs, I really feel, like the name of that song, I feel.
Mm.
And I really feel, I feel. I feel, you feel, we all feel.
Honestly,
I feel.
To be honest, I can't relate to that. I like their music, but it doesn't make me feel.
Really?
This next song makes me feel a lot.
T. Well.
And we'll speak on it, so don't worry.
Let's get, without further ado.
Put your headphones on. Guess I gotta listen to
this song.
Hot Topics, Hotter People.
All right. Guess I gotta listen to this song. It's the song that's gonna make me feel better.
Begin. it too much to ask? Is it too much to ask? Is it too much to ask? Is it?
Is it too much to ask?
Is it too much to ask?
No. It's never too much just to ask.
Mais non.
Someone can just say no.
No.
Mais non.
Mais non.
And this song makes me think a lot about change and growing up. How much longer till I'm taller? How much longer till it's midnight? All these things, and we're waiting. And how do you deal with change? Do you take change? Do you feel a lot when there's change? Or
yes, for sure. I feel change. But it's a mix. It's always like, I feel like every time I experience change, it's always a little bit like, it's always bittersweet. Like there's always a pain to it. There's always a, you know, like the process is always painful, but typically change leads to good things.
Do you think things are ever fully bad or fully good? Or is there, I feel like you can't have just one or the other, you know?
Yeah. Like at a specific moment in time or like events that happened to you?
Anything.
You know what? I don't know. I guess not. Theoretically.
Do you disagree?
No. But I don't know if I 100% agree. I don't think all the time there's a mix.
I can't think of a time when something could make me feel only bad things or only good things.
Like what if you got mugged?
Maybe I'm thinking on a too much of a large scale.
Yeah.
Because something I do want to talk about later is like,
at a specific moment in time, not necessarily like an event, but like a certain day, like I don't think a day can always be so all bad. There's good there. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it can be all good. There's some bad. Like, I don't think I'm ever like at every single moment in time, I don't think I'm always like feeling bad or feeling good. I think there's a mix.
Yeah, I guess I was gonna say, I guess it's just about perspective, but that's like the whole point. Like, it's just about perspective, whether it's all bad or all good.
Feeling is perspective a little bit.
Yeah. Nothing is real and everything's subjective, and that's just what I'm thinking about right now, that nothing is real.
But I do think that's interesting because, like, I find, like, honestly, one of the best feelings ever, and this is low-key like a crazy take, but like,
okay, I'm ready.
One of the best feelings for me, at least, which comes with change, it's like kind of like a change thing. When something like really bad will happen to me, or bad just in general, and then like, I don't know, that sort of like peace you get after like you've worked through it, or like the feeling of like overcoming something, or like the feeling of like being able to look at something with a new perspective and be like, okay, well, like, I've changed for the better. Or, like, I went through that and now I'm still here. Like, and, like, that is so beautiful. That feeling is so, like, peaceful and, like, oh.
Was there ever a time that you wish something in your life hadn't changed that did? Or are you kind of just like, hey, I am where I am now, and that brought me to where I am now?
Low-key the latter. I'm very much like, there's definitely things, like that's regret. One feeling you could have, like regret, wishing things didn't change or happen. And I obviously feel regret a lot of the time, but like, I always try to work through it because I just don't really see, I don't see purpose in like, lingering on like something not changing, because it did, and like,
yeah,
you just kind of have to, like, now I'm here and like that impacted me and now I continue to grow.
Yeah, there are some things that I don't wish hadn't happened, but, or like, I don't exactly feel regret about certain situations, but I definitely feel like things could, I wish things could be different than how they are. And I guess that would mean that I would have had to act differently in situations. Yeah.
I wonder, like, I definitely like wonder on like, oh, like alternate universe, like what would it be like if this didn't happen? But, like, it's not always necessarily, like, a, like, I wish kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. I feel like things like that, for me, typically come with loss. Like, if I have loss of, like, relationships I wish I held on to and stuff like that. Like, oh, I wish me and blah, 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 like, could have blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we could have blah, blah, blah.
Me and blah, blah, blah used to be so close.
Wait, you're not friends with blah, blah, blah anymore?
No. Because they said that I was too hot and sexy, and
like, they
it's honestly just really heartbreaking because that's not something I can control, and now blah 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 hates me. All right, I'm done.
Okay, do you know the Italian, like, saying okay in an Italian accent?
No, how do you do it?
Okay.
Okay, I've never heard that.
That was good. Yeah,
I've never heard that.
Okay. This next song was a song that was like low key a summer fixation for me.
Mm.
I discovered it over the summer, but it's so lit because it includes like this clip I had seen on my reels from like some like movie from like the 90s, and I don't even know what movie it's from, but it's like a clip where the woman's like, was like, don't you wish you would want to be a girl, but you can't be a girl because girls have to wear like, it's all about like, it's okay for girls to be boys because they can wear pants because being a boy is okay. But, like, boys can't be girls.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yes, and she samples it at the beginning. And it's so, like, I feel like I'm on reels.
That's so heartbreaking because
it's true.
If the world was run by women, then if everybody was a woman, then maybe there would be more peace and love. And if everybody was a man, then no one would be alive because they would have all killed each other.
So true.
And that's how I feel.
So, basically, yeah. And also, it's very much, like, a good, like, I don't know.
Not you, though.
Yeah.
Like, you're...
Thanks.
You're my princess. I'm your boyfriend. Like, that's how it works.
That's literally how it works. And, like, it's, like, I would listen to the song and be, like, I wonder what it would feel like to be a girl. And that's very, like, I don't know. That's, like, a wonder. Wonder is a feeling to me. I'm always feeling wonder. Wondrous. Feeling...
And awe.
Thought.
Wonder and awe.
Thoughtful. Wonder and awe. And blessing and good tidings for all.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk? Are you going to play the song?
I was going to let you work like queen out.
Mary, did you know?
Do you want me to like mix it?
That your baby boy would...
Cut the hair short. Shirts and boots. Is it okay to be a boy? But for a boy to look like a girl is degrading. Because you think that being a girl is degrading. But secretly, you'd love to know what it's like, wouldn't you? What it feels like for a girl. Lips as sweet as candy.
Feels like we're just hot. And
it feels
y'all are
like
not.
We're high.
Okay.
All right. So,
some great songs about feeling.
A lot of
intensity.
Feeling like going backwards.
Feels like we only go backwards.
We just feel like a girl who's intense and goes backwards.
Guys, what it feels like for a girl
to be intense, it feels, oh, it feels like going backwards.
Yeah, it does.
Wow.
Especially being like a girl as hot as me. Like, yeah. It's really hard.
Yeah.
And emotional. I'm feeling a lot today, guys.
Yeah.
If you can't tell. So, we're going to talk about love for a little bit.
I'm trying to, like, look at you.
It's the most magical feeling, I think, that is out there.
I would agree. And I think everything is love. We say that every episode, I feel.
We just love each other. That's why.
Being hot is to love oneself and your others.
Yes, because you're not hot if you hate.
That's
very true.
Because
that's ugly.
Hate is not hot.
Hate is not hot. And
that's like a slogan. Like from class. Hate is not hot.
That was good.
Okay. Yeah, you did better than me.
Thanks. So on that note, I mean, what is it to... Okay, let's start off simple.
What is a place that you feel
love? What is a place that I feel love?
Yeah.
I feel love when I'm hugging people.
Oh.
And I used to really hate physical touch, and you know this, but
yeah,
for our hot listeners out there, they don't know that I wouldn't hug people or touch them at all, and I was really crazy about it. And then I got to this point where I just started really loving hugging people because it's good for you.
It is,
and
really
it makes
you
happier scientifically, and I notice it. And so I would always hug my friends in between each class. We had like every class together. And we would just hug all the time. And I love hugging people. And that's where
I feel love.
I love hugging
you.
I love hugging you, too.
I'm gonna repost, retweet your hugging. I also feel a lot of love when I hug people. Because I didn't hug people for the longest time. But that's not because, like, I didn't like it. I just, like, feel like I never thought to, like, hug my friends or people that weren't family. And then as of like last year, I think I started, or like maybe senior year, I really started focusing on like whenever I would see someone, I would hug them. And it's honestly it feels so good. Like,
right?
The dopamine is so real. Like the scientists aren't lying, guys. They're literally telling the
guys,
truth.
Guys, I think science is real.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, no. And what I was going to say is, more about my favorite kind of love is platonic love, because it will never die unless it does.
Yeah.
And
okay.
I mean, romantic love, and this is just for, I mean, not everybody feels this way, but why is it so embarrassing? Why do I feel embarrassed to like love a person?
Very true. Vulnerability crisis.
And don't get me started on the nonchalant epidemic.
Literally, that's part of it. Like,
people don't feel. They think it's cool not to feel, but feeling
you
is
should not,
the most magical thing in the world.
Yeah, you should feel.
It's why we're alive. If you don't feel, why are you alive?
If you don't feel, you're weird.
And probably not hot.
I agree.
Yeah.
I was gonna say something, but I totally forgot.
I was saying loving someone is embarrassing.
What's your type of, what's your love style? Like,
my
your
love language?
Your love language.
It's definitely, like, acts of service, because if you guys don't know, my roommate's sick, and I'm secretly happy about it because I get to take care of her.
Woo!
And if there's one thing that I love doing, it's just taking care of people. I don't know. Love doing things for other people. And if someone's down, I just want to make them feel better.
Yeah.
What about you?
For me, I don't know. It's like, what is it? It's what you do for people.
Mm-hmm.
Or like how you show love.
How I show love.
How I show love.
Is it physical touch? You when you're really like
maybe physical touch or
we
like
hold hands a lot.
Yeah, actually physical touch or just like time spent together. What is it called?
Quality time.
Quality time. Mm. I low-key like I'm just always I love being with people, so maybe that's also my what I like to receive.
Oh. I wonder what I like to receive. I think I need to look at all of my options.
Yeah, me too. We'll get back to you guys.
Can you think of them? Can we think of them?
Oh, okay.
There's physical touch. There's acts of service. There's quality time.
There's, like, gifts or whatever.
Gift giving.
Gift giving. There's words of affection. Or affirmation. I can just Google it.
And I kind of want to keep... While you're doing that, I want to talk more about why love is embarrassing and why it shouldn't be. I don't know why, but feeling...
Wait, we got them all.
I don't... Oh, there's only five?
I think so.
I think I like to receive words of affirmation, I think, because... Just like to explicitly know...
Me too.
...things.
And that's a problem we face in the nonchalance epidemic.
Yes, and all the time I love telling people things and... And, okay, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but this is something that people have said to me is people say that I'm good at giving compliments.
You are.
Giving compliments is one of my favorite things because it lifts someone's day so much. And
people don't do it
It's
as
honestly
much.
Just the golden rule. Treat people how you want to be treated. That's why I do it. I love when someone notices something little about me and then they're like, something little about me, my waist is so small.
Like, you're so little. You're like 5 foot, like, two.
Wait, I thought you were 3 feet and 5 inches. What's 3 plus 5? 8. 8.
8.
So, I like that, and I guess, not physical touch. I mean, I love hugging people, and I love hugging my friends, but that's because it's on my terms. And if someone touches me, I'll just, probably
back
melt.
Back away.
Yeah. But I, yeah.
But we really love and feeling love.
Y'all know we love love. We talked about God is love.
And also we've done so many like yearning love.
Like romantic
romance.
I'm just a romantic and I can't help it.
I just want to do it every
time. I feel so much. And I was talking this morning to two people working at the sink. And I was telling them that I would be a great boyfriend. But
and I say this
because I love taking care of people and I will be your boyfriend. And if I could just be like, obviously I'm hot already. So if I could just be a hot man, you know, who likes women, then I would be the best boyfriend in the whole world.
In the times we've joked about you being my boyfriend,
I'm not joking.
I genuinely feel like you are.
I wish I was a man who liked men so that we could date each other.
Me too. Well, without further ado, I'm dedicating both of these songs, your song and my song, to us being fake boyfriends.
Yes.
But also real.
And boyfriends. While you guys are listening, think about what your love language is and how you can, you know, spread that to other people.
Love other people.
Feel.
I love K-pop.
I love my suitcase.
What you're looking for, you won't find it here. I tend to stay at home and try to keep my mind clear. Overthinking again.
Are my problems deeper than me? I guess the deeper the meaning, the more you think about it. And so it's always worse than it seems. Overthinking again. Well, she was only 16. All the things you think about will join the lonely souls and sing this out. I just wanna know love. Mother, won't you tell me? I didn't know what you wanted, and you didn't know that I was troubled, and we didn't know what could happen, what could happen. I've become sheltered, more than ready for action, and I feel like I've forgotten how it feels to feel satisfaction. And well, at night I can't sleep, I don't have to count sheep, I just gotta count my blessings and the people around me and stay on my damn feet. Overthinking again, I'm all the things you think about, join the lonely souls and sing this out. I just wanna know love. Mother, won't you tell me, when will I know love? Baby, please forgive me, not able to show love. There ain't no love for me. I just wanna know love.
Look at you, you know we're so in love. just a while. You're moving my emotions. So in love. You don't have to cry. You have my devotion. This love affair is bigger than we two. Lose our faith and it will swallow you. Loving you is what I'll always feel. Never ever doing things against our will. Natural things never require any kind of test. Being you and I being me, you don't worry about the rest. And my mind is strong, confess you got me so. Thank you.
Wow.
I've never heard that song before. It was really, really
literally
good.
Ear is on something. They
I enjoyed listening
are new.
To them.
I got put on over the summer and
they do sound good. I'm going to listen to more Ear.
They're very good. But yeah, we played a couple of great songs. We played the Rex. Yeah. We played the Curtis Mayfield. We played the Duster. That was a great Duster song I've not heard before. So you put me on.
Oh yeah, Feel No Joy by Duster. That's my favorite song by them probably.
Boom.
I used to be a really big fan and I don't listen to them as
yeah,
much
me neither.
But they still I do think that they have a really really good sound.
Yeah, really really good sound.
My vocal fry. Like, is it hot?
Yeah,
because
like, I thought the sound really, like on the yeah. on their record, like the sound was really cool. Like
wait,
the film,
your
like,
voice is really hot.
Really. Well, you are now currently listening to WMFO Medford, and we are so happy that you guys were able to join us and feel some feelings. We have a couple great songs to close out. We have two that I think we can sneak in, kind mm-hmm. of.
There's one more feeling that we have yet to talk about, though.
Tell me.
It's nostalgia.
Oh, wow.
We all remember things in our childhood.
That's very true.
On that note, remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature? Like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies? Help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you. And discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org.
Boom. Well, thank you for listening to...
We're going to end it on a good note,
topics,
though.
Hot topics, hotter people.
Hot topics,
hotter people. And we're going to feel some good today.
I'm feeling good today. Sneak peek.
I'm feeling good today. I ate before noon. I think that's pretty good for me. I'm gonna see my brother. He's got a new girl, but he's good at making time for me. I might open my doors. I got exterminated, so it doesn't matter if bugs come in. That way my dog goes outside. My neighbors know his name. Thought that was weird, but I'm over it. I got paid yesterday. I'll probably buy something dumb because I am pretty childish. But all my friends are the same. Just finding something to do. Find a new hobby just to ditch it.